Our Joe Radio, yeah, this is the Josh and Joe Show. I'm Joe right here on the air, and we got Planet Shakers to kick it off here on the show. Happy 2015. I hope you're having a good one so far. Hey, how's it going? Happy 2015. How's your new year going so far? This is RGO, and you're listening to the Josh and Joe Show. My name is Joe. Thank you very much for joining me. It's every Tuesday night here in Taipei, 8 to 9 p.m. My countdown this year was at church, and we were exchanging gifts as usual. This is something that we do every single year. A couple years ago, last year, I think, I got scented candles. Never lit them up. I still have them somewhere in my closet. I can't find them anymore. But anyways, this year, I got something practical. I got a scarf, which is a great gift because it's really cold during this time of the year, and it comes in handy during morning prayer. So I'm putting it on every single day now. Really, really warm. After the countdown, our church went on a two-day, one-night trip in central Taiwan, and it was crazy, I'm telling you. The first night, the guys were wrestling at the hotel, pillow fights. Wow, just going wild, totally wild. In the morning, we played American football out on the lawn. All the guys got worn out, while the girls were on a farm picking oranges and having a good time of their own. And then we went biking. It was great. I haven't had such a good time in years. You know, I should be doing this more often, honestly. Anyways, how was your new year? How's it going so far? Let me know on our website or either on my Facebook. It's JR Lee Radio. That's JRLEE Radio. Look me up on Facebook. We got 1 hour of uplifting Christian pop music to go here on the show today. Happy news and your weekly message. At the meanwhile, tell your friends that they can listen to the show on our website, rgo.god21.net. rgo.god21.net, and they can also listen on their mobile devices. That includes you. Just log onto our website and download the RGO app. Once again, it's rgo.god21.net. And we got a song request here in the house today by Yeron, one of our Vivid listeners. Thank you so much for listening. Yeron, this is for you, your favorite song by Lauren Daigle, Oh Lord. And she says the lyrics are just so right, and we'll see about that. Check it out. This is Lauren Daigle, Oh Lord. Yes, it does sound so right. That's Lauren Daigle here on the show, and that's a song going out to Yeron. That's her song request. Thank you for listening to the show. This is the Josh and Joe Show. I'm Joe right here on the air, and it's 2015. Happy New Year, by the way. If you're looking for a job or if you are trying to hire somebody, well, we got some trends for you. According to Forbes magazine, they have listed the top 10 workplace trends this year. For the full article, you can go onto their website. It's Forbes.com, but we're not going to go through the entire piece because it's pretty long. Just a quick glance through it. If you're looking for jobs or hiring this year, well, more and more companies are hiring Generation Z for internships. Now, what is Generation Z? Good question, because I just found out myself a couple minutes ago. They are the people born between 1994 and 2010. That means they're 4 to 20 years old right now, and the majority of them are high school students and college students. So more and more companies are going to be recruiting this proportion of the population because they want to get connected to the new generation. So big companies like Microsoft are going to be doing that next year. Companies like Facebook, LinkedIn are already paying high school students thousands of bucks to be interns. Wow. So if you're in high school right now looking for a summer job, you know where to look for. Honesty is becoming a more and more revered leadership trait because the younger generation is demanding it. They're demanding transparency in their future leaders. There's an example a couple weeks ago here in Taipei. We just finished our election for mayor, and the new mayor, he revealed all his expenses during the campaign, and he donated all the remaining of the political contributions. And that has gone viral here in Taiwan right now because the young people are going crazy for it. They're just tired of political scandals. They want somebody who is clean, who is honest. So I guess that's why they put it, honesty is the best policy. The skills gap is continuing to widen this year. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics in the U.S., there were 4.7 million job openings in June last year. But more than half of employers said that they couldn't find the qualified candidates for it. So the problem isn't having not enough job opportunities right now. The problem is not having the abilities to fulfill these positions. So if you're about to step into the workplace, you better gear up. Another trend that is picking up is job hopping, because technology is enabling people to easily find new jobs. And for recruiters, on the other hand, it's easier for them to steal talents. On the other hand, more and more people are using mobile devices to look for jobs. 83% of job seekers are currently using smartphones to search for their new job. Yet only 20% of the Fortune 500 companies have a mobile-friendly career site. On top of that, 58% of people are more likely to want to work at a company if they are using social media. And over 20% of people are more likely to stay with their current company if they are using social media. So social media is becoming, you know, a very, very appealing factor to hold on to your employees right now. Because everybody wants to work at a place which is interesting, right? And people also want to work at places where information is transparent. And that is one of the main things that social media can do. Another continuing trend is women are continuing to seize important positions in the workplace, which is a good thing. The wage gap is starting to close in, because in the past, the wage gap was really wide. But now, women are earning 93 cents for every dollar earned by men, and that is close already. Last but not least, more and more people are stepping out of the traditional career path. You can see more freelancers as a result for that. 34% of the American workforce are freelancers now, and technology is making that possible. It's making it easier to find freelance work, to work at home, away from your company. And since technology is always improving, this trend is definitely going to go up. And those are the few trends that are happening this year, 2015, in the workplace. If you're looking for a job or if you're hiring, heads up. This is RGO, and next up we got a short music break. After that, I got your happy news. We all know that canines are men's best friend, but how about cats? Stay put and listen to how this cat jumped a bully when it tried to protect its owner, who's only 5 years old. Coming up next with your happy news.
This world can be cold and bitter. It feels like we're in the dead of winter.
RGO Radio, welcome to the JJ Show. This is Joe on the air, and it's time for our weekly happy news. We were just talking about the importance of social media and how important it is to hold on to your employees and how appealing it is for young people. But there can be backlashes too, especially when you're young and ruthless and you just might regret it in years to come. A sixth grade teacher made a Facebook post on the internet, which is going viral right now. She was trying to teach her students how important it is to use social media cautiously. So this is what she wrote on Facebook. She wrote, "My 12-year-old students think it's no big deal that they are posting pictures of themselves in bras or with their middle finger in the air. Oh my gosh." She goes on, "Please help me out by sharing this image and commenting with where you live to show these young students how quickly their images can get around." And within hours of this post, it quickly reached 50 states, all 50 states in the United States, and even across the world to countries like in Australia, Saudi Arabia, and Germany. And the lesson didn't just end there, because after that, the teacher deleted her original post, yet the copies still were in circulation. So just because you delete a social media post, it doesn't mean that it's erased from the internet. And that was a very good lesson for teenagers who are using the social media. There was a family that was unable to afford surgery for their dog, because their dog was suffering from back issues and it couldn't walk with its back legs. It needed operation and it would cost them $6,000, but they didn't have the money for it. So they were forced to give up the dog, and they gave it away to an animal rescue group. And they forfeit their rights to visit the dog. It was heartbreaking for them, of course, especially before Christmas. But when veterinarian Michael Wong learned about the facts that the family couldn't afford the operation fee, he performed it for free. And on Christmas Eve, he picked up Lola, the dog's name, and reunited it with its family. That is sweet. A noble act. Cats and dogs, which is the better friend of mankind? That's a tough question, right? Because there's dog lovers and there's cat lovers. I've had both, actually. I've had dogs and cats, but I would say I like dogs a little bit better, even though they're a little bit dirty and full of saliva. But this cat is going to change minds. 5-year-old Ethan, he was playing at the playground when he got bullied by these kids that were bigger than he was. He was pushed to the ground by them. And that's when the cat, their home cat, Smudge, it sprang into action and pounced on the chest of one of the bigger boys. Now, the boys were so stunned by the action that they actually started running off crying. Oh, that's funny. I would die to see that. Anyways, now Smudge sleeps right outside of Ethan's bedroom as if he was guarding him every night. That's so sweet. I would love to have a cat like that, because the only person at my place that my cat jumps is me. You see, I'm the person who gets bullied at my own place and by my own cat. Crazy. There's this guy that got divorced before Christmas last year, and he is devastated. Before their marriage, his ex-wife actually had a daughter from a previous marriage, and he adopted this daughter. Now she's 14 years old. After the divorce, her daughter wrote the sweetest, the most consoling letter to her stepdad, writing, "Dear Daddy, Merry Christmas. I know that this year the divorce was hard on us, but at the same time, I feel like it brought you and me closer together. I feel like I could really tell you anything now, and I feel the most relaxed and comfortable when I am at your house. In other words, that's why I usually ask to go to your house after dinner. It helps me to just have a moment to relax and have a loving, reassuring face to make me laugh. I love you so much, Daddy. As a father, even as a stepfather, what more can you ask for?" And that's to wrap it up on Happy News for this week. If you like what you hear on Happy News, or if you like the show, you can always log on to our website. On the upper right corner, there's a drop down. Click on it. Choose the Josh and Joe Show. Leave a message on our message board. You can also check out our announcement board. We got all the show logs and information right there, okay? Our website, once again, is rgo.god21.net. rgo.god21.net. To listen on your mobile devices, you can download the RGO app. You can leave a message on our message board for song requests or to make a shout-out. If you are not a Manam Gwatehwa member, well, that's okay. You can log on to my Facebook. That's JR Lee Radio. JR Lee Radio on Facebook. Look me up and leave me a message. All right, let's hit a music break right here. When we're back, I still got your weekly message.
Good morning. I had a good night's sleep.
RGO Radio, that's music from Mercy Me, Greater, and that's a song that's been on the Hot Christian Charts Billboard for 30 weeks already. It peaked at number 2, currently it's at number 3. Music for you on RGO. And it's time for our weekly message. We're talking about good faith today. So what determines good faith? What do you think about it? A lot of people think that good faith is praying in depth, reading the Bible every day, preaching hard to other people. But I heard one of Pastor Josh's sermons one day, and that gave me a wake-up call in my own faith. Within the sermon, it said that everything is built on top of your personality. That means your character, your personality is the basic of everything. Even if you pray hard, if you preach hard, if you praise hard, but if you don't have good personality, if you don't have a good character, it's meaningless. Your personality, your character is like the fundamental of faith. Your personality is the most treasurable, the most valuable treasure that you can ever have, because it follows you 24/7. It follows you, it sticks with you within every moment of your life. And how do you define good character? Words and actions are basic character. People who say and do things that hurt other people, they don't know that what they're doing wrong because they're just so used to it. They have that kind of constitution without knowing that they're doing something wrong. They habitually keep speaking and acting recklessly against other people. So, for example, let it say that two people are looking at the same person. One of them will see that person's good side, while the other will see that person's lacking side first. What's the difference? What makes the difference? It's because of their own character and their own hearts. It's like a reflection. When a person's character is not polished, when he looks at others, he'll notice their lacking side first and point it out. And he'll start judging and start treating other people carelessly based on what he thinks, his own thoughts. But if you look only at the other person's negative points, in the end, you'll gain nothing and you will not advance. We as human beings shouldn't be looking down upon other people at all. We were all created by God, the very same God, and we are all kings of our own individuality and our attributes. We're unique, we're one of a kind. We can't be compared. And since every one of us are like kings and queens before God, we should be treated well, and we should treat others well as well. We have to be very careful in every single word that we say, because what we do or what we say have impacts on other people. And consider the butterfly effect. Sometimes you think what you've said was small, but to another person, it might have a major impact. Sometimes it frustrates people. Sometimes it discourages people. You never know, so you got to be really cautious. You have to even be cautious about the things that you bear in your mind, the tiny thoughts, because they eventually turn into action and they turn into words that might hurt other people. I remember when I was in high school, there was one day one of my classmates came to school with a photo album. She was showing it off to other classmates. So I walked over and I started looking at the photo album myself, and those were all salon pictures of a single girl. I spoke my mind directly, the first thing that popped up in my mind, and I said, "Who's that? She looks ugly." And everybody just stopped there. And for a few seconds, I didn't know what was going on until I realized that the girl in the picture was that classmate. And I was so embarrassed. It was so awkward. And I always kept that in mind, that I told myself, I'm never going to do that again. So you got to always be cautious about what you bear in mind and what you speak about, what you do, because it'll always have impacts on other people. On the other hand, don't let other people shake your faith. Don't let what other people say about you shake your faith in God, because they will never understand you 100%. People will always be people. We're not perfect, but God is perfect and God understands you. So always have faith. Hold on to the faith in the Lord and God. So once again, today we're talking about good faith. What is good faith? Of course, praying deeply, praising God, reading the Bible, preaching to people, holding a mission. It's very important, but it's all built upon one single thing, the fundamental, the basic of faith, and that's your personality, that's your character. So always bear that in mind. We're going to get on to another song right here. This is one of my favorite tunes. It's Toby Mac featuring Kirk Franklin with this tune called Lose My Soul on RGO.
I'm trying to get somewhere that's real.
Back to you.
RGO Radio, and you're listening to the Josh and Joe Show. My name is Joe. Josh is my favorite pastor, a pastor who taught me a lot about faith in Jesus Christ, which I'm really thankful to. You have been listening to the show. It's Tuesday night, 8 to 9 p.m. local time in Taipei. For more information about us, you can log on to our website. It's rgo.god21.net, rgo.god21.net. Choose the Josh and Joe Show board and leave me a message. I would be more than glad to get back to you as soon as possible. I will be seeing you next Tuesday, same time, 8 to 9 p.m. in Taipei. At the meanwhile, if you're not a Manamgwa Tewa member, you can leave a message on my Facebook. It's JR Lee Radio. That's JRLEE Radio on Facebook. We had a lot of fun together today. We had great music. We had your weekly message, your happy news, and we were talking about 2015 workplace trends. I hope you liked the show today. I'm going to see you next Tuesday. God bless you all. God loves you all. Goodbye.
I've lost my balance. I fell from the trapeze. This act isn't easy.